In our previous shiur, we began a discussion with a question posed by Rav Shimon Shkopsa Tzal. What is the obligation, what is the basis of the obligation for Shor HaMazik? Is it because I'm supposed to watch my animal, and if I didn't watch my animal, I will be held responsible? Or is it because, just like I'm not allowed to do Hezik, I have to make sure that my animal doesn't do Hezik? In our previous shiur, we discussed the various rayas that the chiyuv emanates because it's my mammon that did hezek, so it's like I did hezek. Achronim, however, bring raya to the other side. One raya is from the actual chiyuv of the different mazikim of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Gemara, discuss various different mazikim. So if we say that the chiv is because mammon shehizik, so what's the difference? If it's my mammon, I should be chayiv. If we say, however, the chiv is because shmirasan alecha, the chiddush of every one of the mazikim identified in our Mishnah and our Gemara is that in certain circumstances, I wouldn't say that I should have the chiv shmira. And the Torah teaches us that I have a chiv shmira. And if I didn't do the shmira I was supposed to do, I will be chayif. There's a Mishnah later in our Masechta on Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Kol shechafti b'shmirasei, hechsharti es niskai." And Rashi explains that if I didn't properly watch the animal, hechsharti v'zimanti es anezek, I created a situation that this animal will do damage. It seems that Rashi clearly teaches us that what is the critical factor in Nezokin? Chafti b'shmirasai. And actually, one can make the same suggestion in our Gemara here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah clearly indicates shmirasan alecha, that the obligation all emanates from your chiyuv shmira. Another raya, the Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph of Beis discusses, what would be the halacha if a shomer is watching my animal and he was tchilosoi b'pshia, at the beginning he wasn't watching it properly, and then the animal, and then it was soifa b'aynis, and then it did damage. Tosfos explains, the what's the definition of aynis? So, Tosfos explains that because it started with a pshia, now I have an oinus. Were I not to have had that pshia, that oinus would have never come. The oinus is considered a pshia. But let's understand something. We in our previous shiur said that according to the shita that holds, that mammon hamazik, your potter, if you did a proper shmira, why are you potter? Your mammon was mazik. So we explained in our previous shiur that it's in the category that we have throughout halacha of oynis rachmana patre. So let's understand, as the mefarshim, if yes, it was tchilas v'pshia, but right now when the animal did damage, was it pshia or was it oynis? Right now it's an oinus. And if we're going to apply over here the rule of oinus rachmana patre, I ought to be potter. Why am I not potter? If we say the vart is that it's shmira, and here tchilos b'pshia, and I didn't do the shmira properly, so once I didn't do the shmira properly, I can't be off the hook. But if the vart is that it's because it's my mom and hamazik, and the only reason I'm potter when it wasn't is because Oynes Rachmana Patre. So here it should be Oynes Rachmana Patre as well. Another raya is from Kaifer. Why are the owners chayiv if their animal killed? And the halacha really is that Kaifer, as the Gemara is going to explain, is in the place of Misa. But why should I why should the owner be so severely punished when he didn't do anything wrong? The answer is because the chiyuv for mazik is not because I did hezek. It's because I had a chiyuv shmira. And if I didn't do the shmira, then it's considered that I was a mazik. The halacha is that Achrayim say another very interesting nafkamina between these two ways, these two perspectives. What would be the halacha if an animal did hezek? The owner said, I did a proper shmira. I did a proper shmira, and the animal did hezek. And the Nizik says, no, you didn't do a proper shmira. Who has the obligation to bring a raya to their cause? Do the owners have to bring a raya that they did a proper shmira? And if they can't bring that raya, they'll be chayiv? Or do the Nizik have to bring a raya, hamoitz mechaveroi, over all of her raya? So let's think about it. If we'll say, like that the chiyuv is because mom and hamazik. If we'll say that the chiyuv is because mom and hamazik, so as soon as my mom does hezek, I am held responsible. The only reason I will be potter is if I could prove that I was an oinus, as we've been discussing, because oinus rachmana patre. But I have to prove that I was an oinus. And if I can't prove that I was an oinus, then I will be chayiv. So according to that, it's the mazik's obligation to bring the raya. But if we'll say that the chiyuv is shmira, as long as I claim that I did the shmira properly, I should be not held responsible. And if it's the nizik who's going to have to bring the raya, it's going to nizik that's going to have to bring the raya that I didn't do the shmira properly. Actually, I saw that this machloikis is really connected. Reb Chaim Telzer says that the Gemara on Daf Gimel, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Loi harei has hakeren shein hanola zeka. You can't compare keren, where the animal doesn't have any benefit when it does damage, kriya shein shiyesh hanola zeka. So in the Havamina, the Gemara is saying that Karen is considered more of a mazik because he doesn't have any hana. Whereas it's Shane, he has hana. In the Maskana, the Gemara says just the opposite. Karen is considered less of a mazik because he doesn't even have any damage. And Shane is considered more of a mazik because he has damage, because he has hanor. So, as Reb Chaim tells us, I don't understand this Gemara. Is the reason that you have hanor make you into more of a mazik, or is the reason that you have hanor make you lessen to mazik? So he explains that question, the havamina and the maskana, are exactly what we'll be discussing in our Gemara. Because he says, if we say the vart is shmira and lack of shmira is what's the mechayiv, so by shein you need much more of a shmira than by keren. The animal is going to enjoy what it's doing; it therefore has a drive to do this damage, and therefore it's difficult to watch the animal. And therefore, there's a reason to be less chayiv by Shein than by Karen. Because Karen, it's an easier shmira, and you chayiv if you didn't do the shmira. By Shein, you couldn't do the shmira because the animal is so interested in getting the food into its stomach. However, if you learn the vart is because it's your mammon, if it's your mammon, you have more of an obligation to watch your mamon from Shane than you have to watch your mamon by Karen. Another nafkamina will be the Gemara we know discusses later in our Masechta. We're going to discuss this quite extensively. Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteyman in his Sefer Ayelas HaShachar discusses this. The Ratam, an animal that hasn't done damage three times yet, in many circumstances, the halacha is, only pays chatzi nezek. And the halacha is, the Gemara has a big question, is chatzi nezek, the obligation that you only pay chatzi nezek in these circumstances, is a knas? Is it a special knas that the Torah, is it a special knas that the Torah gave, or is it a mamon, is an obligation? So he says, if we'll say that the chiv is emanates from my obligation to do shmira or not do shmira, so now we could understand. Since this animal is a tam, it has no history of doing damage. If it has no history of doing damage, I should really not be chayiv at all. And that's why, if I am chayiv, it's a special knas that the Torah puts on me. But if we'll say that the chiv is mamon, and there's a special dispensation that the Torah gives, that I don't have to pay nezek shalim, I only have to pay chatzi nezek, so that's understandable if we'll say that it's mamon. So really I should have to pay it at all, and the Torah goes down to half. But otherwise, why should I have to pay? But if it's mamon, why should I not have to pay the whole thing? So actually, this question goes back and forth. And as we've shown, there are rayas back and forth. If the chiv is because I didn't watch the animal properly, or is the chiv because mamon hamazik? And Rav Shimon Shkop says, you have to say that you chayv because of both reasons. And therefore, in all the situations that we described for nafkaminas, we're going to have to be machmer in all situations, because probably the chiyuv emanates for both reasons.